see you move. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To have you back here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura is here. I'm Michael Rega. I want to remind all of you that you got to have your Browns Nike Summer Collection gear on when you head down to Infocision Stadium tomorrow. So here's what you do now. Here's the best suggestion I can give you. Take a trek down to the team shop, downtown Cleveland, First Energy Stadium, open 11 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, so you got time. Still 2.5 hours plus, 7 days a week. You got to have your orange and brown on, or you can shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Wear the new gear tomorrow of the Browns Family Day scrimmage.
All right, now joining us here in studio, clevelandbrowns.com staff writer Kevin Jones. KJ, first week of training camp in pads finishes tomorrow, the Family Day scrimmage out in Akron. What are some of the things that you had your eye on?
We got to start with the quarterbacks. With me, I come on once a week, so I got to lay out my case, and I'm not biased either way at all, but I got to say this. Things look more even to me than a lot of these national guys that come on with you, Nathan, Jason LaConfora, Jay Glazer. They're really leaning towards Hoyer. To me, I think this scrimmage is humongous tomorrow for Johnny Manziel. If he can do some things in the live setting, if he can extend plays, make plays, this scrimmage is going to be weighed very, very highly. And if he can take some positive momentum in Akron and bring it to practice next week, I really think this still is a competition in my mind.
Yeah, I think it is too, no doubt. Kyle Shanahan said as much yesterday after practice. You've been doing a lot of profiles here on the website. Prolific. Check them out at clevelandbrowns.com. Talked about the quarterback competition. You also spent some time with the linebacker group talking about that position with Coach Chuck Driesbach. Tell us about that spot, which should be a big cog in this defense.
Everything starts with Dansby, and it was really funny hearing Chuck Driesbach, a guy who's been around football for 30 years, saying, look, I got to stop meeting sometimes and say, Carlos, can you stand up and say how you defend and play action here against this quarterback? Carlos Dansby's that respected in the room with the inside linebackers and the outside linebackers. You know, they're kind of all dibbling and dabbling everywhere. That's the thing I've noticed in training camp, Nathan and Michael. Paul Kruger putting his hand down in the dirt, Jabal Sheard doing the same thing. You really are starting to see some of the hybrid aspects of this defense come out in training camp for why it was so successful in Buffalo and in New York. That linebackers group really going to be key. Paul Kruger needs to step up. I had a conversation with him the other day. He knows the pressure is on him. He's excited for that. He's ready for the challenge. That linebackers group is really going to be key to this defense.
Yeah, and Kevin, I was very interested today because I was watching that, actually have been for the last couple of days, the defensive side of the football with that front seven. And, of course, you know, Mike Pettine was talking about, well, we've got the talent and the depth to look for mismatches so that an offense has to slide protection one way or another. But the line that really caught me today from Mike was, with that front seven in mind, will only be limited by our own creativity. Think about that. I love that. Did you find that as a almost as a tip-off to say, get ready, Browns fans, because we can do a lot of things to get after the quarterback and get the ball out?
For Browns fans that have been coming to training camp more than once, they've seen it. The defense is ahead of the offense. It's clear. I mean, the offense is not struggling to move the ball, but the defense – they know this system already. The players love it. They're excited to play in it. It's not as complicated as Kyle Shanahan's offense. Had a good conversation with Andrew Hawkins today. He compared this offense to his time in Cincinnati. Said there's a lot of gray areas in Cincinnati with that offense. And here, everything is so precise. You got to run 7 yards here. The quarterbacks throw to spots, and that way they can identify who's making mistakes. So I agree with you, Michael. This defense is very exciting, something to really come out the training camp and see. You can tell they're really ahead of things. They're blitzing. They won the first two orange jersey competitions, the vaunted jerseys for winning. But I noticed, too, that the offense is more difficult, it seems, to implement in training camp. And you see a lot of times the defense being ahead, but it certainly should raise some eyebrows and get people excited what this defense can do.
On the other side of the ball, competition, obviously, a quarterback. There's competition at running back. I think there's going to be a heated competition for some of those spots. You spent some time with Deion Lewis, called him a man on a mission. Talk about Deion.
His running style is not like anyone else on the roster. You have Ben Tate and Terrence West, very similar. They need to kind of get they're like boulders going downhill. They need to get steam going. Deion's right away, right in your face, really shifty, can make D linemen miss with his feet, very quick. People don't – I think Browns fans don't want him to win the competition. I think they're more excited about Ben Tate and Terrence West. Do not rule this guy out. We've talked about this before. Kyle Shanahan in Houston, he rotated Steve Slayton, Ryan Motes, bunch of guys who he thought could get the job done. If Ben Tate comes out and struggles, if Terrence West is not moving the chains, Kyle Shanahan is not going to hesitate to say, Deion, get out there. Granted, I will say this. What running back looks bad in training camp? The running backs look good in training camp. Defensive linemen aren't wrapping them up in the backfield. We need to see a scrimmage setting tomorrow. Will give us a better look at where Deion is and where the running backs are. I will say Terrence West looks more athletic than I thought he was going to be in pads. Really a strong runner. Showed some hands earlier on last week. So yeah. So there's so many areas to focus on with this team, but running back's going to be humongous.
And he told us, he told Nathan and I as we started the show today that he understood right away where Nathan was going with his first question about pass pro. And is he able to pick up the chips?
He didn't even let me get there. I said, for rookie, one of the tough adjustments.
You noticed that too? I got the chips. He said, I got the chips down, and I got pass pro down, and he's learning about it. But it is going to be absolutely vital to a young man like him coming into the system, of course.
Let me say that. Terrence West is going to make the team. Ben Tate's going to make the team. There's two running backs right there. How many running backs will make the team, Nathan? I think – Obi might make the team because he's such a good pass blocker. He can play special teams. Is there going to be four? That's going to be one of those areas. Do we keep four running backs? Do we keep six wide receivers? How many safeties are you going to keep now with Jim Leonard in the fold? Starting to get a little hairy here as to what units are going to have the most beef on them.
Well, these are the tough decisions that Ray Farmer's paid the big bucks to make, and a lot of it's going to come down to how you can contribute on special teams. Another running back, I think, certainly very much in the mix is, of course, Isaiah Crowell, the undrafted free agent running back. He looked good in the goal line drill yesterday, got in there, had a nice shake and bake and a stiff arm.
He's strong.
He's a strong guy, a big guy.
And Edwin Baker's had moments. He's probably not going to make the football team. I mean, he's putting it out on tape there for other opportunities around the league. He's had solid moments.
He's the Browns' best running back last year.
No doubt about that.
He breaks his 65-yard run against the Lions in the third quarter. He might make this team. I mean,
he could, but numbers may get him.
There's a lot of people still on the bubble, and you can feel it, and you can sense that this scrimmage tomorrow in Akron really is going to set the tone for the rest of the week. If someone comes out and has a bad scrimmage tomorrow, they're really going to have to come into Berea Monday and say, hey, I need to get my stuff together, or I could be sent packing in the next couple of weeks.
Well, it's go time now. You got the scrimmage tomorrow. You got the preseason opener the following weekend against the Detroit Lions, and then it's go time. And when you hear Mike Pettine say he wants the quarterback competition decided before the third preseason game, I think a lot of things about this team are going to be decided around that time. That's the final dress rehearsal. Guys, yes, they had an opportunity in the third game and some in the fourth to put things out on tape and either try to make this team or latch on somewhere else. But it will be certainly a very, very interesting next couple of weeks. And I think tomorrow is really the first opportunity that these players are going to get to be able to make a sustained statement to these coaches.
My first road trip to Detroit next Friday, I believe. I'm a little disappointed. It's a bus trip. I wanted to get on the plane. I'm a little...
You're bummed out?
I'm not bummed. I'm not bummed. I was just like, I just itchy to get on the team plane. So...
Your time's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. So you'll be going on all the road trips.
That's what they're telling me. That's
good. It's exciting.
I'm pumped. I can't wait to.
He is prolific, folks out there. Prolific in the city of Cleveland at night. We're told as well. Staff
so
writer
here,
for the
huh?
Cleveland Browns. That's right,
ladies, look out, ladies.
I mean, I'm not pulling Paulina Gretzky types, but I'm out there, Mr. _ Kevin Jones on Twitter, girls. Come on.
You're hanging and hustling, right, Jones?
I'll show him a good time. I can wine and dine a little bit.
That's right. He's lean and on the scene. Kevin Jones, staff writer, ClevelandBrowns.com. Check out all his great training camp content right now at ClevelandBrowns.com and follow him, as he said, ladies, as well as you gentlemen out there who just want the football, at Mr. underscore Kevin Jones. We'll be back with a little Friday forecast with the Cod right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.